Greetings from the voice of Allan Kardec.
And welcome from the voice of the spirits.
We are here once again to take you on another small journey through The Spirits book by Allan Kardec. Today we will cover the right of ownership and theft, questions 880 to 885. Then start charity and love for our neighbor, questions 886 to 887.
Enjoy.
Question 880. Which is the first of all the natural rights of humans?
The right to stay alive. That is why no one has the right to assault a fellow human being's life or to do anything that may compromise his or her corporeal existence.
Question 881. Does the right to stay alive give them the right to accumulate what is needed to live on and to retire when they can no longer work?
Yes, but they must do this as a family, like the bee, through honest labor and not by accumulating assets as selfish individuals. Certain animals set an example of such foresight.
Question 882. Do humans have the right to defend what they have accumulated through their labor?
Hasn't God said, "Do not steal," and Jesus, "Render unto Caesar what is Caesar's"?
Author's remarks for question 882. Assets that humans accumulate through honest labor are legitimate property, and they have the right to defend it because ownership, that is, the fruit of labor, comprises a natural right that is as sacred as the right to work and to stay alive. Question 883. Is the desire to possess natural?
Yes, but when humans desire to possess only for themselves and for their own personal satisfaction, it is selfishness.
Sub-question 883. Nevertheless, isn't the desire to possess legitimate, since the one who has enough to live on is not a burden to others?
There are insatiable individuals who accumulate possessions without benefit to anyone else, or merely to satisfy their passions. Do you believe that this is approved by God? Those who accumulate assets through their labor with the intention of helping their neighbor practice the law of love and of charity, and their labor is blessed by God.
Question 884. What is the characteristic of legitimate ownership?
There is only one legitimate ownership: owning something that has been acquired without harm to others.
Refer to question number 808. Author's remarks for question 884. The law of love and justice forbids us to do to others what we would not want them to do to us. And by this same principle, it condemns every means of acquiring property that is contrary to it. Question 885. Is the right of ownership unlimited?
Of course. Everything that is legitimately acquired represents proper ownership. But as we have said, human legislation is imperfect, and it frequently sanctions conventional rights that natural justice does not approve of. That is why humans reform their laws as they make progress and as they better comprehend justice. What appears perfect in one century appears barbaric in the next.
Refer to question number 795. Question 886. What is the true meaning of the word charity as Jesus understood it?
Benevolence towards everyone, indulgence towards the imperfections of others, and forgiveness for offenses.
Author's remarks for question 886. Love and charity supplement the law of justice because loving our neighbors is to do them all the good possible, all that we would wish to be done to ourselves. Such is the meaning of Jesus' words, love one another as brothers. Charity, according to Jesus, is not restricted to almsgiving, but embraces all our relations with our fellow humans, whether in situations below, equal, or superior to our own. It orders us to be indulgent because we need indulgence ourselves, and it forbids us to humiliate the unfortunate, contrary to what is commonly practiced. Whenever wealthy persons seek us out, we regard them with an overabundance of consideration and attention. But whenever poor persons seek us out, it seems like we do not want to be troubled by them. However, the more pitiful the situation of the latter, the more we should refrain from increasing their disgrace through humiliation. Those who are truly charitable seek to uplift the self-esteem of those in lower positions, thereby diminishing the distance between both. Question 887. Jesus also taught, love even your enemies. But isn't loving our enemies contrary to our natural tendencies? And doesn't enmity proceed from a lack of sympathy between spirits?
It is obviously not possible to show tender and passionate love towards one's enemies, and that is not what Jesus wanted to say. Loving one's enemies means to forgive them and to return good for their evil. That is how we put ourselves above them. By seeking vengeance, we only place ourselves beneath them.